You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Great study, Gimel. We need Rav Zev Mikri, Ruba de Issa Kaman. This Rav we've been talking about, like a Rav by Bezdin, what's called the Ruba de Issa Kaman. A Rav that is actually present before us. Like Teschanias. For instance, the classical case in the Gemara in Ksubas Tesvav. 9 stores are selling Basar Shchuta, and 1 is selling Basar Nevela. And then you find a piece of meat in the street. The halacha is called the parish miruba parish. That's a ruba de isa kaman. That's a rov that's present in front of you. Count of stores. Same thing with dayanim. Let's take a vote. You know, 2 dayanim say one way, 1 dayan says another way. Or 13 say one way, 10 says another way. That's a ruba de isa kaman. Ubeferish does then basar ruba. Havale gam kein ruba de isa kaman. Ayin chulon yal from an alf sugi deruba. The rov zed dayanim odif. The horgin nefesh al pi arov. Uleinian pikuach nefesh barov goyim. After porish loaz linam basa ruba. Ayin yuma pehe amid alf. Vitzorach lomak as far as hatumim. So the question is, why don't we always go basa rov? And even by a ruba de isa kaman, we don't always go basa the rov. My friends, the Gemara in Pei Dalam and Beis Pei Hamin Aleph and Yuma says, Amr Shmuel says, "Bepikoch nefesh ein holchin achar harov." What does that mean?
To be machmer, to be mekel.
It means to be mekel. It means if there are test kusin and 1 Yisrael, and the Gemara says they're in a room and the roof falls down. The Gemara says that the halacha is loaz linam basar ruba, and you can be mefakech as hagal. The Gemara has different scenarios. The Gemara actually says
there's 1 guy under the gal. What's the story?
No, the Gemara first
if they're
says
all
like
under
this.
The gal, of course you're allowed to do it. There's for sure.
Right. There's only a
no. The Gemara says that if there are the Gemara has tes kusim and 1 Yisrael.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says tes kusim and 1 Yisrael. And the roof falls down.
So of course you can.
It's a double parsha. You can go ahead and
you have the Jew there.
Yeah, but what? But the Gemara says because that's kavua. Meaning it's kavua. You're going to the group that's standing there.
It's not kavua.
No, there's no
sukkah. Even if it's not kavua.
The roof is only 10 people.
There's 10.
That is definitely on the Jew too.
Right.
It must be that the roof is only on some of the people. You don't know which one.
Let's say it's on one of them.
That's
the roof is on one of them. You don't know which is the one.
The Gemara says the classic case is there are 10 of them in a room. And the parish mikzasa. Some of them leave the room, and then something falls on them.
Okay. So
the Gemara says you might think you go after the rov and say I'm not machal Shabbos because it's called the parish miru parish mistamet all kusim. So loch is no, but bekuach nefesh ain't holchen achar rov. That's the chiddush of Shmuel. And the Gemara says, what about a tinok shemushloch? There's a city, and outside the city there's a child that's thrown out. How do you view that child? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said that if the city is Ruba Yisrael, the child is Yisrael. If the city is Ruba Kusim, the child is Kusi. If the city is Mechzal Mechza, whatever that means, then the child you say is Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Lamay Nafkamina. So the Gemara talks about Lahachzer Lo Aveda, Lechayoso, etc., all those things, but not Liyichus. In other words, if a child. So the Gemara says that's against Shmuel, because Shmuel says ein hachum bikuach nefesh achar rov. So Gemara says no. When it comes to bikuach nefesh, it's a double parshut. Even though the city is rov kusim, the child that's thrown out, you still go ahead and save him. The only way you go after the rov kusim is for yichus. But for bikuach nefesh ein hachin achar harov. So the question is why? But tzorich loimer. So Minchas Chinuch says I'll tell you why. As far as hatumim, the b'chol makom harova miut emes.
Because almost every case of pikuach nefesh is suffic pikuach nefesh, isn't it?
Why do you say that?
Because you never know if you're going to save the person.
No, but it might not be a suffic. It might be, you might think, just like by dayanim, whatever it is, 13 versus 10, the rov is machri, you put him to death.
But you have no rov. In most pikuach nefeshes, you don't have a rov. You say suffic. Even Svek Svek almost in Pekach Nefesh.
Yeah, you do say Svek Pekach Nefesh. But I might think if there's a Rov, it's not a Suffolk. If there's a Rov, it's not a Suffolk. Right? It's not a Suffolk.
Uh-huh.
It's a Rovitz, not a Suffolk.
I mean, all the cases where they give Suffolk Pekoch Nefesh, it's where it's less than, it's Suffolk Pekoch Nefesh, is it Suffolk HaShalpo? Or is it, it's, I'm
but I don't think
it's, it's even a miyut you're allowed to save a life.
Yeah, so he wants to know, well, by a
Ruba. Is this what he's trying to figure out? Or
he's trying to figure out, by a Ruba de Issa Kaman, why don't we go after a Ruba like Pekoch Nefesh? Why don't we say, don't be Mechal Shabbos, there were 9 Kusim, 1 Jew, someone was Parish, someone left there, and then something fell on that one person who left the group.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we say, Hochen Achar Rov? We don't. Shmuel at Shmuel's Halacha. Ein Hochen Bebekuch Nefesh Achar HaRov. Tzorech Lomach as far as Hatumim. The Bechol Mokom HaRov HaMiut Emes. Him came to Parish, Yuchol Liyosha Parish MehaMiut. This is what I was telling you, and this is, he quotes it like Shai does. Vayen Shidu Mekubetzes, right? The Shidu Mekubetzes that we quoted, but Metziah Vavomid Beis, first year I mentioned this. Linin Asiri Vada, concerning the halacha of Meiser Behem. So the halacha is that if I have already been Mafresh Meiser Behema, that animal jumps back into the corral, back into the rest of the behemoths that have not yet been mafresh. The halach is, I can't be mafresh, they're all putter. So why are they all putter? Because it says that as you start counting them, it may be that the 10th one that you count is already maiser behema. That's not a good hafrasha. So therefore they're all putter.
But they're all putter, you say middle? What do you say?
Oh, so that's, so the issue is, the Gemara says an interesting thing. The Gemara says, v'nich bashinu, the Rishonim asked, V'nich Bashino V'naidi, go ahead and open up the corral, let them all run around. And every animal that you now gather is called the Parsh Meruba Parsh. And now do a Maisa Behemoth based on the Rove. So that can't be done. He's going to quote why. But let's read it. So meaning that the concept of a Rove is not Mevara the Emes. V'ayen Shid Luka Betis B'Metziah V'Mem Beis, Le'inya Asiri Vadai, Deba Pirish, Kevin the Yesh Lomar, Shinifrash me miut kamome arov, have a suffic, Elodazlinam basaruba, but Christ you place a simon samach yemel, Kosovatam, the Shmuel, the Sphere lay in open Bukhanafish acharov, the Havile suffic, Avalkan EF Shaliosde Deos Haemes, Ubavade Harov notim Yosar ala Emes, Vayen Sham Utsfor Bazah Haklav. The rov zeshal dayanim vade adif. The organ al pi rov hazeh. Barov the perish hochen lahakia. The psak halacha. The ain hochen bekuch nevesh achar rov. Im kenani mesupak. Beteshe chanios mochros basur kosher. Va'achas evam min achai u perish. Im ben noach mutter laecho. De etzlon lo nechtav din zeh da achrei rab mlahatas. Rak ev shalom mitam mi ikamidi. Hachanami kevin the mutli Yisrael. Oim Nemar, the Rambam in a sofer svarzu, the miikamide. Ayin hechus malachim, umatzosi besefer primagadim, nistabu bazev. But in the efshir, barov lo shaykh miikamide. Ayin sham, v'ein kamakom laharach. So this is the famous Tesla Rashi, Timokubet says, in Bav Metzia, that says, even though hochanach are a rov, it's still a suffix. Meaning, when the Torah says the 10th animal, that your mafresh has to be an asiri vadai velo asiri sofek, it means that you have a case that even though the parish, even though most of the animals are not maaser behema, because I had a group of animals and the maaser behema jumped back in, kofetz echem min hamanuyin, the halacha is even though I would hit all the animals and they'd all scatter, and even though it's a general clock called the parish meruba parish, I can't consider it that now when I collect them and count them, that each one is a din chulin. It won't work because perhaps it's still a suffix. Even though I rely on the rove in general, even lahakel, here in this case, I cannot go ahead and opine for sure this animal's chulin. Because there is a miut that maybe this animal still might have behem. Therefore, as I count the animals, perhaps the 10th one now is still maybe maaser behema and is not a proper hafrasha. Therefore, even though I rely on a rove, it's still a din suffix. That's what Tosfos Rosh says. It's still a din suffix. So even though we rely on the rov, as the Minchas Chinuch says, and the Tosfos Rosh, Shita Mekubetzes says.
He also distinguishes, however, the case of Bezdin, right?
Right.
Because Bezdin, he says, there's no suffix at all.
Right, that's the whole terrace. That's
what?
Rebbe Dayanim is a din badai.
Is it a badai?
It's not a hanhaga, it's a din badai. Because you can't say both shittas are true.
But we learn it from there.
It's either kosher or trif.
We learn it from there.
In principle.
Do we have to pass out the Reb Chaim?
You learn from it.
Do we have to pass out the Reb Chaim?
We have.
Everyone has? Except I don't have it. Shin Lamed, Shin Lamed Aleph. After Shin Lamed,
it's
going to be a little bit.
Why doesn't he say the same story by after Lamed? Not a Badai, he would know it.
Consistent.
Is there any Shin Lamed, I mean?
No, I can't. Thank you. You know it that way because the Torah says, and we know it that way. We treat it that way as a Badai.
You say that you know it that way when it's possible that both are true. It's possible that something,
But it's possible.
No, the way the Rush learns, the way the Rush learns Rove, is that when the Torah says, I need something Vada, when the Torah's mocked, but I need something that, you know, 100% sure is what?
Yeah.
Is definitely Maestro Behemoth.
So you can't go Akhara.
I can't go up here.
Yeah, but I'm just asking Akhara Mahadas. He seems to be distinguishing. I don't know why he has to do it. Why does he have to do it? And why?
Because over there we're hulking him up. Because there we're hulking because Nefesh HaRov. Because we're hulking up here Rov. If ain't hulking because Nefesh HaRov, then how could you ever kill?
We're not that way. It's not a Vadai. But it's a suffix, but it's annoying that way. Every other
the question, how you pronounce the ain holchin the bikuach nefesh after her.
Oh, I don't know that yet. I don't know that yet.
And on the other hand, holchin up here.
I don't understand that yet. He didn't answer.
So he seems
that.
To be trying to answer that.
Did he answer that?
Yeah, because he's saying that. Well, what he's saying is that since this defendant is either guilty or innocent, but one or the other, there is no two. Simultaneously existent, existing possibilities. It's one or the other. So then, Rove paskins one way, and then we say that okay. So there's no longer a suffix. There's no suffix
right.
Anymore.
Because by other cases, let's say by the behemoths or anything, the Rove and the Miyot are both emes at the same time.
Right.
There are nine that are.
So I have two questions. First of all, why are we learning it out from there? That's the case. And my second question is, why do we have to learn that way? Why can't we just learn that we? We're knowing that way. That's all. Yeah, it's not for sure. It's not mavar. You mean 51 people in Bezdin say one way and 49 say the other way? You're going to tell me it's a beer? No, yeah. The Torah says that's what it is. The Torah tells you.
Why don't we learn out that every time Rebbe is only an Ahoga that's always about us? Because you don't need to say it over there. So they held that the logic is that it's not about us.
He just says, "Bevadai harov not to miyot shalom." So I'm sure who it's for.
One individual.
Haklal the rov zeh. He just says like this. Haklal the rov zeh shall dayonim vaday odif. The horgin al pi harov hazeh.
The Jew.
There's only one possibility in this chayfitz. This chayfitz is only one possibility, and we're letting rov paskin. Or in the case of the Guf Nefesh, we're not letting it pass.
Let's take a look quickly at the Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim I printed out.
That way.
There is a distinction. You're saying.
See it that way, that way.
Yeah.
There is a distinction. The question is, should that make a difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a look just quickly at the Reb Chaim. I'm going to read through a little of it just so we can all be edified, but
doesn't make it.
I actually made this copy for
it. It has to be one way or the other.
Really
it doesn't make it.
To explain Shmuel, because you haven't explained it according to Tosfos Shita, and everybody argues on the Shita Mekubetz says. So you have to have a different teretz anyway. You can't say Shmuel. You say Shmuel holds on the Shita Mekubetz says. It's not like it's in the Gemara itself, but no one argues on Shmuel.
It's unclear according to
the Gemara. There should be a riot to this Shita's. Tess is always in the sheet, but he doesn't get the sheet.
In other words, the fact that Shmuel says clearly, Ein Hochem Mikuch Nefesh Achar Rov.
Does anyone argue on that?
It's unclear from the Gemara. It seems that there are different opinions.
Oh, okay. So you're going to say
that? Or the Gemara keeps saying there's another opinion. The Gemara keeps saying Shmuel could agree with that. It makes you kimtis. So it's a little unclear.
Where is the sugya there with Shmuel?
Pei Dalam and Beis Pei Hamad Alf and Yuma. About the case of Tess Kusim and one Yisrael. The question is, how do you treat that group? Something happens to that group. So the Gemara goes through, if the group is in a building, something falls on a group of them, you say, Kavua, I have to go in Mechtzal, Mechtzal Yisrael. But if there's a group that goes ahead and leaves from the Teskusim and one Yisrael, something happens to that. You have Teskusim and one Yisrael. Three of that guys go out, go into a car.
Yeah.
There's then a car accident. Yeah. What do you do? Do you go ahead and save them on Shabbos or not?
So what does Shmuel say there?
Ain't hokum akharot. No, ain't hokum. Teskusim one Yisrael.
That's what I said. You do save them.
Yes. You save him, sorry. I thought you said you do save.
You save them. You do save them.
Because I'm saying by all
pikuach
nefesh, you don't.
When we have the klal that hokum akharot, even the dinei nefashos, meaning, how do we know that someone hits his father? How do you know it's your father?
Because it's
chayben. Because hokum akharot. But there's no gemar din yet. You're saying it's a preparatory thing. You're just saying that the person is—he's going to be subject to the din of chiyav misa because hokum akharot. So why don't we have the conflicting thing? It's a case of pikuach nefesh. We're going to kill him now. So why don't you say this person that it's a pikuach nefesh for him? So you should say hokum akharot. Why doesn't that conflict? The two clauses should conflict. How do you say hokum v'din in the pashas akharot?
Let's read the crazy place again. But crazy place is Simon Samach Gimel.
Because of Hatam. Castrus.
Because of Hatam.
The same person as the two. So don't ask him.
Because of Hatam, the Shmuel, the Cyril, and Hokum, the Kulinavar, Akharov, the Habale, Sophic, Avalkan, Ev, Shalios, Shnea, Deos, Emes, Vavade, Harov, Notin, Yosir, Ella, Emes, Vayim, Shom, Oats, for Bazet, Haklau, the Rov, Zeshabayan, Vade, Odif, the Horgan, Alpi, Harov, Hazet, Uborov, the Perish, Hokum, Lahakel, the Psakawak, the Akharov. Does he really explain it, or just makes a statement? Doesn't really explain it, does he? Just has a statement.
I think that maybe if you hold like this far, that the whole best and joins into the right, then you could say.
Let's look at
the
Reb Chaim
anymore.
Let's look at the Reb Chaim a second. Let's look at that.
It disappears in best.
Let's look at the Reb Chaim. I made copies for your edification. Let's take a look at the Reb Chaim.
I think Shmuel derives it all from V'chai Bahem. That's how
he knows it. The Gemara actually, Numa says, what do I need V'chai Bahem? The Gemara gives many svaris for Pikuach Nefesh.
Yes, right.
And the Gemara says Rava is the best of them. Rava comes along and there's all these Tanoim. We'll learn from Baba Machteres, we'll learn from Mila. Ma Mila for one Eva, right, with Dochet
Shah. There's a Pircha for every single one except for Shmuel.
Right, Kulei Shmuel, right.
Yeah.
And the Gemara says, the Rava came along and said, even a better reason. V'chai Bahem teaches me, even Sofek Pikuach Nefesh is Daicha. That's right. The Maskan of the Gemara. Ah,
so it is a Mepharish of Gemara. How do you learn from V'chai Bahem Sofek?
I'm not sure. I don't
know. But I'm saying why. Because it says, because Sofek Sofek, he's going to die. He's a Jew and he's going to die. So it's V'chai Bahem. So he violates the principle of V'chai Bahem. Is that as well? Have to ask everybody. I did get. The mice said he could prove he is a Jew at the end. The mice is Jew, and the mice he died because he kept the mitzvahs. That violates the principle of the Chaybet.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the Rav said. So that's what's.
Yeah, let's look at the Reb Chaim. This is based on a Gemara and Baba Kama Chazayim base. Kamash Malan, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel Paskin. Then hokum b'mamun achar haroiv. Famous Gemara in Haminiach. Ain hokum b'mamun achar haroiv. The klal for Rav Shas. V'nei b'urim v'tumim. Kitzer takfal kain. Sivan kuf chav gemel kuf chav dal. Hevi b'shem amari ben lev. Dehechad ikha machloges haposkin. Yocho hamuksak lomer kimli. Kehamiyut poskim. Av de ikha rov negdo. Mishum de ain hokum b'mamun achar haroiv. V'hikshe betumim, Mashna b'dayonim demahani ruba gam be. What's that?
Mamon.
Gam be mamon. Sorry, mine is erased. So very interesting. So what's the Tumim's question? The Tumim says, how do you say Kimli? I'm a Muksuk and I'm going to sit here because I have Paschal like this Shita. Ain't up, right? The Makimli Kamiut. After Ikarov Negle, which now Mokum Acharoi.
But the Dayanim are not Paschaling. There's no Muksuk involved when the Dayanim Paschaling. That's disembodied. It's like they're just passing on what the Halacha is in the Torah.
No, but at the end of the day, that Psach Halacha could lead to Mahafkos Mamun, correct?
But you have to come to the actual Baldover saying Kimli because I'm a Muksuk. That's why he has to say Kimli. Without him saying Kimli, it's just a law that's been promulgated by Beis Din. But there's no muksuk that comes in. But then when you try to apply the halacha, the guy can then assert, oh, together with me being a muksuk, the dayanim don't help. But without him saying Kimli, the aspect of muksuk, chetus bar kama doesn't come into play.
So once again,
meaning we're not going to time it for him if you're a muksa.
I understand. We're not going to time it for him. But smashma that in Hofman in general. Well, let's look at the Taisus.
Although generally we do.
Let's look at Taisus. Venira the Hinei B'Taisus Hikshu. Taisus asks a wider question, a more encompassing question. Hikshu the Eich Mahani Rov Dayonim B'Mamon. I in Hofman B'Mamonachar Rov. Finish the Taisus.
Right.
The tears of the shiny hocha, the shiny ruba de dayanim, the choshev miyut didhu kamisha einam. Classical Taisus. What Taisus is going to leave you a little hanging to try to figure out. Obia divrayim, let's see what Reb Chaim says. Nira, hine baruba ikatre gavim. Wow, I can't believe it. Two dinim. Number one, shahu mavaru machriyas asafik. One is that Rov tells you what the truth is. Beis. Bemide de lo shayach klal safik. Even in cases. We have no doubt, meaning it's not a suffix. Go on b'shchidas simanim. The kaimel and ruba kakulo. V'chein b'taruvas lach b'lach. The batel b'ruba. Avakav de'eno suffix klav. Pshitol on the low nechtu miyut simanim. V'chein pshitol on hacha miyut iser. L'chor atamu ha'chem atzino makor l'rov kazeh. V'nir ha'di makor ha'din da'zin and basur rov hu me'achre rab mahatos. V'sham matzino ba'akhir rab mahatos shnei dinim nifradim v'ashnim chal din echad yafinim akhir rab mahatos af the inyonehem nifradim hema v'yem dinim mamos ba'inon gimel dayonim v'vinei koshish chof gimel v'nei kosh echaz linon basa rov ha'chosim minin ha'sanhedrin v'chosim mispar ha'dayonim v'afilu lu yehei dehadin ba'amiso ka'arov mikomokom areal miut. The Ka'amri Lahevach, Enen Yodim Hadin, Venem Modin came, Vare, Chosr Minin Shoah Bezdin. Ela Vada Pshita Kevin, the Ika, Xeris Hakosov, the Be'inan Kakva Kakva Hedrin, the Gamdin Dachar Rab Mahatos, Yesh, Yeshlan, Imkan Akhokha, the Yeshlan, Siruf, Vakulam Biachat Gomrim is Hadin, Va'al Korcha Amrina Bahak Ruba Kakulam, Imkan Ika Kfar, Kol Minin Hasan Hedrin. V'nimtzeinu l'meide mehach the mahani ruba b'sanhedrin the choshev ruba kikulo v'amiyot nishapech kamaro v'naseh keharov. Take a look at the footnote. I am b'shur Rabbi Shlomo Hyman but become a simon yotech shekosov yisodas hagrach the be'inan sheyech lekadin aydei kulom mechruch mehaditam b'sanhedrin tafchuf tesimun alaf the shnayim mechayvin or shnayim mezakin ze'echer omer einu yodei yosifu hadayonim. Who perish Rashi? The Avogav the Yahweh Polygalayu, Hare Bottle of Meuta, Ki Amar Eni Odea, Havi Gimish Lochosh of Bedin, Venim Tadim Bashnaim, Vonan Plus of Beina. Very interesting, right?
Right.
Now, it's why do you say that an Eni Odea, basically, an Eni Odea, why do you say an Eni Odea should be no worse than a Bar Plukta, right?
Right.
Two people are saying Chayev, one guy saying Zakai. You go Chayev. Two guys saying Chayev, and we're right?
Yes.
It's like he abstains. Good he abstains, point. So he's not in the camp.
Good
no?
point.
Oh, so what do you see from there? You see you need a psak of a bezdin. Correct?
Yes.
So basically what Reb Chaim is saying.
That's right.
Yeah. Very interesting. Now, I always wondered, there's a sugya on Lamed Aleph in Sanhedrin that discusses how you write down the psak bezdin. There's two deists there. You write down the Pesach Bezdin, what the, no, it's Tusei Chayev, once a Zakai. Do you just write Chayev, or do you detail in the Pesach Bezdin, Shnayim Omrim Chayev, Echad Omer Zakai? So that's very interesting. If this is really true, that by Iruba Kekula, he's Batel, and in Sanhedrin is the second din, that you need, Reb Chaim is
Batel. No dissenting opinions.
What?
No dissenting.
Well, even if there is a dissenting opinion, that's not the Pesach Bezdin.
No, but you can't put it down, because if you put it down, you... He's supposed to be saying, I go along with the majority.
At the end of Wahavda, the Supreme Court, at the end of the day, the headlines, the Supreme Court said this, correct? Yes. Then they break it down, who voted what, correct?
Right.
But at the end, they do say the Supreme Court said this.
Right.
Right? So the question is, how do you write the Pesach Bezdin? So I always thought, that's an interesting question, about how to write the Pesach Bezdin.
By but the way, the Supreme Court, if one person abstains, or sets, it's still a Pesach Bezdin. They don't need all nine.
Moshe in Cain, you see the halakha is not like that.
Yes.
He points out. Yid Pesach Bezdin. Vina, let's read one other paragraph, then the rest I'll leave to you. Vina, is that Parshat? The lo b'das Bezdin tol yemissa. Vina, gam Cain, shechavnos hadin la'amito. Mi'achar de yesh kan chokin nishar hadin b'sofik. Ve'ech gomim es hadin. Mizem Mukhov Zaklinum Basar Rovla Hakriya S Hasofik Log Sagi Khan Bedin Rubakul De Av Yeshla Bezin Koach Khov Gimel Mikomokom Ainza Ella Koach Khito Khadin Avalinyan Hakras Amito Shwadin Eno Tolu Bakoch Khov Gimel Mitzadze im Ain Long Zakosdaka Rab Mahatos Ain Anu Yodim is Habir Adayim the Khosuman of Bura Amitas Hadin Avaldas Din Basarov Gamma Inyan Zer. What's
Sharov.
That? Sharov Machriya as a suffix. Oh, the Birur Hadin, Lo Shach Rubakula Sanhedrin, Lo Shach Rubakula, El Mis the Shayach Wahem Gufa. Imlo Dinema does not Basarov Gam Lachriya as a suffix. In his part of Sanhedrin, he could Trey Rube. Right? Trey Rube. What's the word?
I think Chodom.
What?
Chodom.
Chodol in Yetzim Hadin, Ubabir Amitz Hadin as Lim Basarov. So it's interesting. He's saying there are two things going on here. One thing is that Achrei Rav Mahatos teaches two din by Dayanim. One is that whatever the Rav says is the MS. Therefore, the Bezdin is allowed to proclaim it. Secondly, that when they proclaim it, it's not two versus one, because you need a mamish, a full Bezdin, to have the Koyach HaBezdin. As Rav Shlomo gives a raya, because an any odeya is not considered to be a bezdin, because you need a full bezdin. So when you have a bar plugta, it doesn't matter, because it's a second din, a ruba kikula. So Rav Chaim is learning that there's two dinim by bezdin. One is a hachra safek. In addition to the hachra safek, there's the din of ruba kikula.
Is it sufficient just to say ruba kikula?
Because in the last paragraph, he's bothered by. Very nice ruba kikula, but at the end of the day, a bezdin is not just there for chiduch hadin; they're there to find the truth. So Achrei Rav Mahatos says that at the end of the day, the bezdin.
Once you say ruba kikula, so you have kula, so you don't have a suffix anymore. So I don't, what do you have to talk about being machriya? That's why you are machriya, because you have a kula. Once you say ruba kikula, what is it? Total fiction. Ruba
kikula. This is kasha. Was ain't alchem mamon acharov.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
Ain't alchem mamon acharov.
By mamon, you don't say ruba.
No, but once you say ruba kikula, you don't have a roiv anymore. You have
kula. Not by mamon. That's the kasha.
No, but what do you need both halachas for? One is that you machriya with a roiv. After you machriya a roiv, you also have the din ruba kikula. So it's a whole bezdin. If the second one is sufficient, the second one is sufficient. Once you have a kula, you don't have a doubt.
Because the halacha is ruba kikula. It's not ruba is kula. So ruba kikula is just I consider the 13, I consider it as if there was a if there was a psak of.
By the way, I was just listening to ruba kikula.
But it's not ruba kula. It's not that this
ruba is not kula.
Ruba is not
just
kula.
Kikula.
It's kikula.
But in
meaning,
sense
it will
it
give kikula? You that I need a psak. I need a bezin of 23. That makes it as if I had a bezdin of 23,
okay.
But it doesn't tell me that the halacha
so
that they paskened was the truth.
That's a zaitig
the suffix in the
so then I think by mamon you still have
exists.
A problem. By mamon
the suffix in the day still exists. It's just that I have it's considered that I have 23 paskening one way, but the days don't go away. but it's only kikula, it's not kula itself. They talk about it, it's not kula itself, it's just kikula.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
No, just want to see when you were arguing, it's interesting, you first said, what do you need two dinim for? Rubik cool is enough. And 5 minutes later you said, what do you need two dinim for? Beer is enough.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
You did.
I did?
Yeah.
You were listening.
No, I'm saying that the Rubik cool is Mavara. It is Mavara because there's no Suffolk anymore. The second Svara is enough to establish everything.
It's like if I have a curse, right?
Yeah.
But if I have a shear that I have to drink the reveals, and I have a curse that it doesn't get to reveals, right? When I drink a regular curse, I don't say Rubik Kula that I drank reveals. It just means Rubik Kula, it's like I drank the whole, but I didn't get to the shear.
But the curse has to be full.
It's kook.
The curse has to have a reveals.
Right.
Then once I drink the rive, then I drank, it's like
no,
I drank the whole cup.
Rubik Kula only helps by the curse when the halakha is you have to drink word curse. But let's say you'd have to have a... If you have a kazayas, it sounds like something bad. You have a shear of matzah, kazayas. Say, well, I ate a rye, but you can never say that
by a shear, because
and that's
otherwise
Bezen,
the shear would
Bezen,
be the rye.
By Bezen, when I need the 23, it's a shear that I need 23 votes saying chaya. So the Rubik Kakula is like,
It's not a din in shear, 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 it 23. It's a magic number. Because the psalach halacha comes from the fact that you have a roif. That's what you're saying, right? The 23 is I think
you mean I need the best. I need the best. I need
to have a pool of 23 that I should get 13. Why not? Well, what's so hard to understand? As long as you got 13 out of 23, that's fine.
Oh, okay, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying you need good kukula. He's saying the opposite of that. He's saying it's not just a pool of 23. I need 23 for the psak halacha.
You do. In other words, I need a bezdin to put this fellow to death. I need a bezdin. There's no shame bezdin unless there's 23. Therefore, I have to say.
See, as far as I don't go the next step and say that therefore the 13 days that was chayev, let's say, turn into 23 days chayev. I still retain that there's 13 chayev and 11 to be zakai. So therefore, I have to come on to a.
So what happens when you say kavisha inoy? When you say the mir, does kavisha inoy?
The mir it says is.
That was one of us. The mir
does. That is bottle. The meat is
now, now they became part of that. How did that
yes,
happen?
That's it. Bottle is
how did they become to how do they add up to 23?
If you say it's bottle to it,
you need to have that day. You need to have the best
what does
23.
Mean,
you don't have a best you see, 23.
Does bottle mean what the Chaim is saying over here? Bottle means that it's Ruba Kukul, Ruba, that it's what expressed this? Ruba Kukula?
He's saying Ruba Kukula, but he's not saying Nepach.
Is that what he means?
He's not saying Nepach. You know, very often the Rishonim, the Rosh, particularly the Kohen, says Nepach Yisur Liyos Heter, correct? He's not saying Nepach.
He's saying the opposite.
He's not saying Nepach.
Saying the opposite. He's saying the Roiv still just remains a Roiv.
By the way, this is all text.
You can't say Nepach, because if Kula Mechayvim, then he's Pater. You know? The whole thing is.
The problem is his first assumption that there's a problem that I need the kula b'yachad gemurus adin.
So you got a real kasha.
I have to come on to. Ruba
Kukula. Once you say it's kula, it's thinking.
By the way, all of this is in order to explain Taisus, who says, "Shining the shining ruba d'ayonim."
That's what I say. That's
the chashav miyut tidru kemisha eino.
Kemisha eino. He's explaining that.
Right.
Trying to explain that.
Okay, this Reb Chaim, you guys can work out. I left you a few pages. Here's anyone else want, I could give mine up a nail. I could sacrifice my Reb Chaim. But it's in the Chedushei HaGrach. Now let's take a look at what a suffix is. Now this raises a suffix for the Minchas Chinuch. He seems to indicate that based on this concept, that the Ein Hochem B'Kuch Nefesh Acher HaRoiv, Im Ke'ani Mesupak, B'Teshu Chaniyos Mokos Basar Kosher, Va'achas Eivim Minachayu Perish. Im Benoch Mutu La'echo. The etzlam lo nichtav din zed achre rab mohatas. This is the big problem. The problem is, what about a guy? The Gemara in Ksuvos Tesvav Manav says, Yud chanuyos, teish chanuyos mocha basa shchuta, ve'echad batzor nevela, and then perish. And then there's a piece of meat found in the street. The Gemara says, call the parish me ruba parish. What about that 10 stores, not only selling tarfus, selling Eivor Min Achai? I guess there's a sign, Eivor Min Achai, get your Eivor Min Achai here. So the 10th one is selling Eivor Min Achai. What about a Ben Noach, Zosub Eivor Min Achai? Okay, the Jew's going ahead and picking up the piece of meat, he's eating it. The guy, however, cannot partake.
I think that's real meat, comedian, but I think he's questioning it.
No, he wants to know.
That sounds like a meat.
But he's also asking an interesting question. What happens if you don't hold a meat comedian? No, it's Lahago Tala Adira. Put a Miki Edi aside. What would you say by Ben Noach in general? I'll give you an example of a Ben Noach. A Ben Noach, there's Eivor Min Achai, the classic case, three chatichos by a Ben Noach, correct? Maybe you'd say Miki Midi also here. Two chatichos are not Eivor Min Achai, Batzor Shchuta. One chaticha is Eivor Min Achai. Would you say God betrayed Batzor by a Ben Noach or not?
You're saying only Lechur, but not Lekula, right? Because Lekula
is
a standard case where he kills somebody. And the question is that person a treifa? And if you say a Ben Noach, we don't go according to Roiv. You could never kill a Ben Noach in such a case. We would never say such a
but
thing.
But be careful between Ruba the Issa Kaman and Ruba the Lesser Kaman.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between the two. Let's talk about Ruba the Issa Kaman. Keshe Chanuyas, correct? He wants to know, Rak Ef Shalom or Mikam, Mi Kamidi. So he's saying, you throw in mi-kamide, that kind of, right, that kind of clouds of discussion, because is it shayach to have a Jew eating the piece of meat on the street and not a Ben Noach? That's problematic, correct?
Very problematic.
But he wants to know, without mi-kamide, and I'll give you a classical example in a minute. Hacha nami kevin de mutl Yisroel, hacha nami mutl ben Noach. Oh, im ne'mar de harabam eno sover svarazu de mi-kamide. I know it's Malachim, which I'll quote him in a Perek Tes Halacha.
L'chai, you can make the following chilek tzvi.
U'matzas of Yoprima Gadim, Yodet Simen Samach Beis, and Stavi Bazev, because of the Evshar Barov Lo Shayach Mi'i Kamideh. V'ayim Sham V'ein Kam Makom Alaharech.
One way that you can easily obviate this Mi'i Kamideh, L'maisa, is 9 stores that are selling Nevela and 1 store that's selling Eivor Min Achai. Then none of it is mutter to a yid. There you can mamash ask the question, the maisa.
Yeah, he's right.
If ain't a harob, then maybe you can't. He can't eat from any of them because of Eivor Min Achai.
He can't eat it, but it's Eivor Min Achai. To a Jew, it's not Eivor Min Achai. That's so you still have a meek and meek. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Maybe that could be a maisa.
Eivor Min Achai is much more severe than eating.
Now there's a fascinating footnote here. Look at footnote 49. And I'll discuss it. In other words, he seems to have a suffix. The Minchas Chinuch has a suffix. And the Minchas Chinuch suffix is, by a guy, do you go after a rove, a ruba de issa kaman? So what's the, so he wants to know, does, since Achrei Rab Mohatos is written in a Torah, and the guy doesn't have a Torah, can a guy rely on the rove? So he says, there are many cases, he says here, in the footnote, where it's a double partial, we go after the rove by a guy.
Right.
For instance, the Gemara in Ksuvos in Kedushin Zion says, Dvar Torah Akum Yorish as Aviv. What's Prat Yorish as Aviv? Who's his father? The only way to know a father by a guy is based on a rov. So it's a double partial by a guy we go after a rov, correct?
Yeah. But again, that's
interesting that's
a lesser Kamon.
Who said that rov applies to Goyim altogether?
Now they quote Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. I looked at the piece last night in Sharei Chaim, Kedushin Siman Yud Zayin. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a very nice piece about Rov Ba'akum, whether you go after a Rov by an Akum. So he says even a further question. There were days in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that a Ben Noach is Chayev on Eishes Aviv and Achos Aviv. How could you ever have those Arayas by a Ben Noach? It must be that a Ben Noach can also say Rov Bilos Hocher Acher Abal. The only issue is, though, that you can tell me it's Ruba the Lesser Kaman, but what's the Makkah for Ruba Lesser Kaman? It's also Achrei Rab Mohatos.
Maybe it's only Lechumer, not Lekula.
Maybe it's only Lechumer, not Lekula. Interesting.
Did you give any cases where it's Lekula?
To think.
Rabbi, the fact that Ben Noach has dinim is one of the Shiv Mitzvah Noach. So dinim itself has to have rov in order to have, right? I mean,
so that's what Rabbi Chaim Shmuel said. Rabbi Chaim Shmuel 7 says a Gevaldige story. He says, any din that the Torah tells you, and that din is not shayach unless there is a rove, by definition, the Torah is telling you, in that case, you can rely on the rove. Right? Meaning, when they say there's an erva of Eshes Aviv, or when they say there's an erva of Achas Aviv, it's impossible to have such a concept unless there is a rove. Therefore, when the Torah tells you that the Yisod HaDin is applicable and the Yisod HaDin is only dependent on Rov, then for sure we'd go after the Rov.
That's again only the Umrah.
But is that a Makor? Does that then serve as a Makor for Halacha Nachar Rov?
Meaning, you can rely on a Rov by a guy in this case, but you can't apply it in other cases. Meaning, the Torah is telling you, Eishes Aviv, Achas Aviv. So in those cases where the Torah says Beferish, if the Torah is telling you, for the purposes of the Ben Noach, the rove is applicable in this case.
No, I'll probably say something else. Same.
What? I understand, same, but I'm just explaining what he says.
Why do you need, why does the Gemara have to say that we know the classic application of rove, that it's also Kudach Rav Mahatas? I know from the fact that the Torah gave it in Arias. From the fact that the Torah gave it in Arias, I know, why do
so
I
So that's the Gemara Chulin. The Gemara Chulin says, and a Ruba the Issa come on, the Gemara Chulin says, I know from Achar Rav Mahatas. How do I know a Ruba the Lesser come on? So Rav Bills Hochar Achaba.
Okay.
That's the Gemara Chulin Yir Aleph.
Okay. Well, you think the Leila Sinah.
Second is the case.
Let's learn out from that to all the other
Rav. Maybe it was a Trefa.
Even by an Akum. Well, what's up with Akum, Dafka, by Arab, anything? You see, the toy was Megalo over here. The same fact on the place on.
So it's just an interesting idea that in those dinim that's given to the Akum, Eshes Aviv, Achas Aviv, it's based on the rove. Of course, there would be you would rely on the rove. But when there's a din that's not, the Yisur HaDin is not dependent on rove, like Eivor Min HaChai, would you then apply rove to Eivor Min HaChai?
So what you see is distinguishing between Lekula and Lekumra. That's what he's distinguishing.
That's what you're saying.
Because Eivor Min HaChai is Lekula.
But how about Akum Yorosh HaZoviv? That's an interesting question, right? Uh-huh. Akum Yorosh HaZoviv.
Yes,
Dvar Torah and Akum is Yorosh's father. How do you have such a thing? So he has a very nice piece in Kedushin Lamed Zion. Right, so he's a Masuvik by this. Interesting, he's less of a Masuvik. Ayin Ahos Malach Matzazim Masev Permagadim. You're a dance, Simon Sanch Bezim, did not see this inside. Nistavik Bazeh. Because of the Efshar Barov Lo Shaykh Mi'ika Mideh. Ayin Shom Ve'en Kamakoma Lahar.
Okay.
Because it's Ayin Ahos. All your cases is in Kodesh Kodesh. In all your cases, that's a Kodesh 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 Kodesh.
So take a look at 47. Vein lahatir leben Noach b'tam mi'ikamidei el b'makom shaguf hadavar mutsa otuli Yisrael b'toras vada. I mean, the Prima Gadim is interesting. Prima Gadim, Paskins, if they'd asked the Prima Gadim the question, can the Ben Noach rely on the rove, he would Paskin no. What about mi'ikamidei? He says, mi'ikamidi does not apply by a rove. Mi'ikamidi only applies b'toras vada. For instance, like a case of abortion, right? Where you say that abortion is also to a ben noach, and it's not the same iser by a Jew. So there, mi'ikamidi is based on a toras vada. But when it's based on a rove, you would not say mi'ikamidi, the Prima Gadim says. Interesting, I'm not sure why.
It's a human
So there's an important Rambam you all have to know, Hilchos Melachim. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says like this. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perek Yud is going through all the Shiva Mitzvahs Menoah. And the Rambam in Perek Yud, I forget what Halach is, in Hilchos Melachim says, and you should know that the Goyim, some Goyim have an additional mitzvah. Because there was a machloikes between Rashi and the Rambam. When the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, B'nei Keturah, Achayev and Mila, B'nei Keturah, the children of Hagar, Achayev and Mila, Rashi says it means just that generation of B'nei Keturah. The Rambam learns it means all generations to follow from Hagar, B'nei Keturah, Achayev and Mila. However, the halacha is only literally those generations. So for instance, not all the Arabs are Achayev and Mila. The Rambam says that all of B'nai Yishmael and Achayev and Mila only B'nai Keturah. So what are we going to do B'zman HaZeh with the Arabs, the Rambam says? You have Arabs that are born, B'nai Shmuel are born, some are B'nai Keturah and some are not B'nai Keturah. The Rambam says, therefore, they're all Chayev and Mila. Since we're not sure, since this is a suffix amongst all Arabs, therefore they're all Chayev and Mila. So what's the obvious question?
So none of the B'nai Yishmael should be Chayev.
What?
So which B'nai Yishmael are Chayev and Mila?
He would say all should be, because the suffix.
Without the suffix.
B'nai Keturah.
Those don't come from
the those
side, father side.
No, so B'nai Keturah are not...
Different wives of Yishmael. Different wives of...
About Brahma.
They don't go back.
I'm sorry.
It has to be a clear genealogy of B'nai Keturah, literally from Yishmael, correct? I have to be a direct descendant from Yishmael to be Chayev and Mila.
B'nai Keturah, not Yishmael.
It's Hagar.
So those are B'nai Abraham.
B'nai Abraham.
You mean B'nai Yishmael, excuse me. One more time. Yishmael was a son of Keturah,
yes.
And then there are other B'nai Keturah. So which B'nai Keturah are Chayev and Mila Ludoros?
Not the B'nai Yishmael.
Okay, so we're saying that B'nai Yishmael is not Chayev. It's only
when he says B'nai Yishmael, he doesn't mean it literally genealogically. It means the Arab. Yeah. The whole Arab B'nai Yishmael.
Whereas
B'nai Yishmael is...
But the Imam is not... The ones that are Chayev, Imam is not the B'nai Yishmael, is what we're saying.
Right, correct. That's correct.
But he's referring to the whole group as B'nai Yishmael.
Basically, he's calling the Arab B'nai Yishmael.
I understand. Okay.
So the question is, therefore, he says, we're not sure who B'nai Keturah is amongst the Arabs. Therefore, he says, they're all Chayev and Mila. So Shaka Sagan and Lechurim said, what are you talking about?
The right, that's the other one.
There's a famous Gemara that says that on the day that Rabbi Gamliel was deposed, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took over, and on that day, a Ger Amoni Moavi came and said, can I marry the Jews? He said, no, you're not allowed to, right? Leivo B'Kal Hashem. He said, what are you talking about? Basan Chirvo Bibo Kola Umos. And called the parish Meruba parish. So why don't you say the same thing by every Arab? Every Arab shows up and you say, call the parish Meruba parish. Rover not B'nai Keturah. So the Chef of Mishnah, people say, you see from the Rambam that you don't rely on Rov by B'nai Noyach. That's a riot according to Rambam. You do not rely on Rov by B'nai Noyach. Because the Rambam says, in all of B'nai Yishmael, all Arabs are Chayev and Mila. But lest you become a radical, it says, V'ein Horgan Aleha.
What about all
but
your
there
rayas?
Is no Chiv Misa on this.
What about
so
all
there's
your
no head to the kill Arabs.
What about all your rayas?
What?
That you do follow Rav by
so that's the question. That's the question. The question is, how do you have the suffix?
So that's obviously not the svar of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that he called Basar Roy if he's saying something different over here. And he's saying it's Kabur or something. I don't know.
You say right when it's
everything's Kabur.
They just do well, what's why saying, is why it's tour and they can just beam out.
That?
No, you can look out. The case of the Keturah is a case of called the bar. So it's a Ruba de. It's
so Ruba de
Kamal. That we learn from the Torah. Ruba de Lesa Kabon, we learn out Nachmarab Lahata.
That's what you're saying.
So those type of rubs you go by Benach. Yarash Ovid, Bilasakhma. The Rubas that are more like Chazakas.
Uh-huh.
You know, what's the difference between Ruba de Lesa Kabon and Chazaka?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
What is the difference between
Ruba Chazak? Yeah, Ruba Chazak, Ruba Adam.
It depends. Ruba Chazak, the different types of Chazakas.
Why is it very similar?
That is this.
Why is Rabbi Yehuda Sadefah for a Baal called a Rov and not a Chazaka?
It's a Chazaka.
The Rebbe Yehuda Sadefah for a Baal.
We don't call it Chazaka.
It seems right. Yeah. It seems every Chazaka is a form of a
Rov,
correct?
Chazaka, you know the
not a status quo Chazaka. No, we've got to be.
I don't know why the status quo Chazaka says most of the times. This is not going to happen.
Chazaka, you know, the forever
does matter.
Why don't call that
excuse
a
rove?
That is a rove.
Suffolk, whether they get it, Suffolk carved low, Suffolk carved law. So, Ukiya Chaskasa. That has nothing to do with rove. That's a chastanis quo. That's what I'm saying. Let's not get our terms mixed up over here. Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif is talking about a Chazaka of a status quo.
Right, status quo.
Not a Chazaka, not a rational Chazaka.
It's called a Chazaka Meikara.
Chazaka Meikara, thank you.
Ain't another Brev of Lando is a Rev? It's a Chazaka, no?
What is the Gemara saying?
It's a Chazaka.
Which
Gemara says Chazaka Ein Adam Perea begoes Manin.
So that's exactly it. Why is that called the Chazaka, okay, but Rev Bilotar Chabal is called the Rev? They're both aspects of the human condition.
Not only that, I'll give you another one.
People are known.
Because that has nothing to do with statistics.
That's what can be nature.
No, but based on statistics. It's based on statistics.
No, no.
Most people.
That's the reason they don't use the term Rev. Because they're doing it based on evaluating human nature.
I understand.
That's
they ask on that. They ask on that.
Why do you define one as rogue? They're both the ways that people act. They're not.
If I can take a break, just a second.
Yeah.
I'll tell you all. You'll enjoy it. My shver, he said it over for a blaze of silver. A blaze of silver said, "Bizman is there all chazakas are bought, except the chazaka ain't mida the avida legluya." A person I'm a shocker, And other mates play Balchoyvar.
Mates.
All the Chazakas are born. One remains in Northern Prayer.
It's a Chazak.
By the way, one of the most fascinating Chazakas is that if a woman comes to Beis Din and a woman says, "My husband divorced me," you believe her without Aiden. Ain't never should be ever Pachas Mishnayim, right? A woman comes to Beis Din with her husband sitting there, and she says, "He gave me a get."
That convinced me.
No, chazaka ain't isha me'iza paneh b'fnei ba'el. A woman will not have enough chutzpah to look her husband in the face and say, "You gave me a get."
Yeah, they have it. That's both.
No, but it's a fascinating chazaka beginning at the Gemara, correct? You're matir an HS ish based on a chazaka.
And that's not a rife. They just define
you.
It's okay.
You mean he's screaming Jericho?
Yeah. It's okay.
Could be that it happens to be like that. That Chazaka Torah. You'll take a poll and Harris will tell you the same thing.
Then it becomes automatically a right.
That's right.
That's the but the origin is not the right. The origin is the Chazaka.
The right is kosher. That's right. There's no chazaka. We have a chazaka.
Person doesn't pay early. It was because human nature is not to pay early. Then it becomes a roif. Because nobody does it. That's a roif.
By the way, I think the Minchas Chinuch's fundamental question here is: Imagine that there is no din of Torah after Rav Mohatas. It does not exist. The Torah never said after Rav Mohatas. A priori, mitzvah hashkafa rishona. What would you say about a majority, right? You know, this concept of majority rules, is it a natural law, so to speak, human nature? Is it something that you would come to? Like a Ben Noach, correct? Hashkafa Rishona. The Gemara has a similar question by Ben Noach.
Could I just tell you, American law, you can't convict somebody unless you have unanimity in your jury and in the Beis Din.
Not in the jury. It's not natural law because it's a social contract. Whether majority rules or not, there are a lot of social systems.
Where did this first start?
Plato didn't hold majority.
The idea of majority. Where did it start in secular law?
Greece.
But what? Who decided? Like Plato one day woke up and said, "This is untenable."
Not Plato. Plato held philosopher kings. They thought they should not majority should not rule. It was later. It was after Plato.
But you mean democracy? You're talking about democracy?
Athenian
concept of
democracy,
town
hall, we got
the
Athens and all that,
yeah.
But that's
post-Plato. So, by the way, there's also an assumption here, the footnote points out, if a Ben Noach does not go after the rove, and you have Teshach HaNuyas Maser Basar Shchuto, one Eivor Minachai, and he finds an Eivor Minachai in the street, so the question is, can he rely on the rove? Now, let's say he can't rely on the rove. The assumption is he can't eat the Eivor Minachai or he can. Because according to him, it's a suffix now. He doesn't rely on the rove, it's a suffix. So suffix. Is a suffix also by Ben Noach?
Right, suffix derives the chumra by Ben Noach.
Would you say suffix derives the chumra by Ben Noach? That's an interesting question. So the assumption here is you would, correct?
I would say for sure. It's by
what?
Interesting.
Yes, good question.
So that's the whole, now I get into the Rashba Rambam, correct?
Yes.
Suffix derives the chumra.
Good question.
So that's interesting. Would you say that by Ben Noach? Take a look at the Shulehan Mincha for a second. He raised this issue. Mavur the Pshita Leila Rabbeinu Shul Sofik Isser Osu Gam B'nei Noach. While Pisa Dan Shaf Mokum Shul Yisrael Mutam Shum Ro He Osu Ben Noach Mishum Shulon Neymar L'Gabav Din Ro V'Av Zen Nechshav Kolopov Sofik Ula Miyesh Me'akron Shikosu Shiladas Harash Mishu Sofik Osu Min HaTorah Mishum Shemimash Yatir HaTorah Sofik Mamzer Mash Mishu Shar Sfigas Asurin Sofik Osu Min HaTorah Rak Li'Yisrael Avel Ben Noach Lo Matzinu Sh'Osu HaTorah V'Lachin Av Sofik HaShokol Mutur Lo. So the problem is that it seems, the Shmaita seems to say that both the Rambam Shita and the Rashba Shita are derived from Mamzer. It says Mamzer Lo Yovo Bekal Hashem. Vade Mamzer Lo Yovo. Sofik Mamzer Yovo. So the way the Rashba and many Rishonim learn that is that there's a special heter in the Torah of Sofik Mamzer Yovo. Meaning I need a special limud for Mamzer. But in general, Sofik derives from Chumrah. The way the Shmaitz learns the Rambam is the exact opposite. And the Rambam says all Sofik derives is on the Kula based on the din of Mamzer. Now Halacha is this there's a custom also. Lo Yovo Mamzer Bekal Hashem Vade Mamzer Lo Yovo Sofik Yovo is only for Jews, not for Goyim. So very interesting question. Like a priori, again, once again, Hashkafa Rishona, we have no Torah, we just have Dinei B'nei Noach, Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach. What are you passing by Sofik? What are you passing by Rov?
Why does it have to say Akher Matas? If Sofik is Mutter, so why does it have to say Akher Matas? Sofik is always Mutter. Is that an argument?
I think if you have nothing except Shemus Veinov, then one of them is Dinam. And it would be up to the way they set up their Ressa system, how they go by, whether they hold that Sofik should be high, Sofik should be Mutter. It would be encompassed in their value system of what Dinam should be.
So in other words...
Dinam means they have to set up a rule of system, but they don't have to go by everything.
So in other words, if for argument's sake, the Bnei Noach came to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and said, what do we do? He'd say, you guys decide. There is no absolute law concerning Bnei Noach of any of these things, of Sofik,
when Bnei Noach set up a system of Dinam, and it doesn't apply to one of the other Shisha Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, but the Torah tells you what they're supposed to do. They say, do they laws
so have Abraham to be clear? So Abraham
Achai
is one of the
other
six.
Okay, so Abraham Achai is different, but do their laws generally have to accord the way Bezin would pass them with regarding to a Jew, regarding anything else? Regarding, Hilchas Karkos, Shechinim, Hilchas Shechinim. Do they have to follow in their system of courts the way a Bezim will pass them?
No, absolutely not.
They don't.
I don't think so.
Maybe Ibn Chayat has to be different.
So that's the question. Ibn Chayat is the question.
Even then you can say.
Yeah, but
Erev is also. Erev is also. Erev is also. Erev is
also.
But how you apply it, Sfeikas and Rugs and all that.
All these Surim. Erev would be the exact same thing. They can't set up a principle of rules with Arayis is Arayis. It's also to Shema Mitzvah, they're not, no.
No, of course, what Arayis is, yeah. But whether, how you apply the rules of evidence, let's say Arayis, the rules of evidence, do they need to aid them? Do they need
no, that we have, that's a famous halacha, B'dayin Echad, that's learned out. That's
so it's not for everything else. They do need to follow the Jewish way of evidence.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I think that's Mara Lakol. You know.
So you're basically saying it's up to them. They can do whatever they want with Sofik Daraisa, whatever they want with Rove.
I don't think so.
Interesting.
You mean so?
Okay, let's read the next paragraph and we'll stop. And then hopefully, what I didn't get to, which I didn't understand, maybe between now and next week, I'll have some understanding. V'yesh din bittel. Should know that part of Rov is also the halach of bittel. Don't iser shenis arev barov heter bittel. Af the ochel bevada heiser gam ken. V'lo damelus and hashem of teshachanias. Mikom akom gazer because of the iser ne'apach laheter. My high timer.
According to Tosfos, one can argue that's exactly learned out from
you think Tosfos was saying iser ne'apach laheter?
I think so.
Maybe.
I thought they learned from the for the various dams and all that business.
Vayim primogadam shara tarovis herech
masur. Dam achatos, dam this.
Now, very interesting. Eve of what?
Where is the Gozer HaKasam? According to him, what's the Makar? What is the Makar that Gozer HaKasam?
It's Dama Sorin, Dama... All the halachas and bill come from the dam. Two different kinds of dam. You had to mix in the dam asoya with the dam apar.
Right? That's what we learn out that that min bamino is ain't no bottle.
Right.
Ain't no bottle.
And others learn that that it is bottle.
It's not the
makor
that is bottle.
It's not the makor that is bottle.
Mitzubik iba ben noach. Very interesting. Shaykh din bittel. Let's say an Eivor Min HaChai falls into a dish. An Eivor Min HaChai falls into a soup. What's the halacha? Umevi sham di bramaschil uma b'shevah minchas kain. The heter barov iser ena heter ne'er pachle iser. Vayein mash kasafin la'el mitzvah gimel. We did this once. Alcha panin gamza have ruba di iser kaman.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.